one is the 12th of July. It's Saturday morning. No, it's Friday morning. Maybe I'm wishing it was Saturday already. I'm going to talk today about something that probably will not be received by a lot of people, but I feel compelled to talk about it, and that is about the marriage vows that we take. Now, I know that next month, the 23rd of August, I will have been married 50 years, golden wedding anniversary. And I was kidding around with my wife the other day, and I said, you know, we know, if anyone knows what it means for better or for worse, we know what that means for better or for worse. It hasn't been all coming up roses. There's been a lot of thorns along the way. There's been some roses, but it hasn't been all roses. There's been a lot of thorns among the roses, you know. I think a lot of people, when they go to the marriage, the wedding, they take those vows, they don't have a clue what they're about ready to face. When they say, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part, you know. Looking back over the 50 years of our marriage, I will say that we've had very many, many disappointments, discouragements, financial setbacks, crises in health, terminations from employment, on and on and on, you know, struggles with the educational system, you know. We didn't plan all of these things out. God ordained all of it. It gives a whole new meaning to Romans 8:28. You know, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to His purpose. Sometimes it doesn't seem like these things are good. You know, and certain things stand out in my mind as being tremendously challenging in our marriage, you know, while we've been married. The biggest single challenge in my life has been having to live with my disabled son. You know, up until 17, everything was pretty normal. And Rosette and I were teaching school at a so-called Christian school. And one night we came home. My son was working part-time at a Burger King. I don't know how he got home, but he got home some way. God's the one that directed him home. But he was in the backyard, and he was totally out of it. And I thought, you know, he'd been drugged up or something. I took him to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with having a brain degenerative disease where his brain was kicking out massive amounts of dopamine, causing the receptor cells of his brain to fill up and dump, causing electrical discharge, destroying his memory, short-term memory. He's got a better long-term memory than Rosette and I have. But anyway, he's 48 years old today, and he's still living with us. For better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health. How many people actually go by the vows they took at their wedding ceremonies? How many actually have stuck by that? I rent real estate property out, and today I got a call from one of my tenants, and he said, I just wanted to let you know, me and my wife had a big fight, And he said, I'm not living in the trailer anymore. We have a mobile home. We have several mobile homes we rent out. And I said, well, you're still responsible for your lease. You signed a year's lease. Whether you're living there or not doesn't absolve you from your lease. I said, how long have you been married? He said, 11 years. I said, are you sure you want to throw all of that away? 11 years? Well, this isn't the first time she's done this. He said, she attacked me. She attacked me, and he said, she was arrested. She just got out of jail. You know. Well, you know, I said, well, don't you think you should try for reconciliation? I mean, 11 years is a long time. Over a decade, you know. Till death do us part. Maybe she was trying to cause the death so she could part from him. I mean, I know it's not funny, but there's a lot of squabbles in marriages, a lot of, you know, a lot of people get into arguments and fights, you know, in sickness and in health, you know, for rich or for poor. There's been times in our marriage when we have had very little money because we've been out of a job or something's happened, caused financial loss in our marriage. But God has sustained us, like I said, going on 50 years, and I don't know how long He's got planned for our marriage, how long we'll live. I know when they were doing my dad's memorial service, someone commented, the only reason my mom and dad stayed married was because they were so stubborn. They were so stubborn. Well, today it seems like people are walking the marriage. A lot of people aren't even marrying. They're just living together. And the first time there's a little bit of a challenge, they're gone, aren't they? Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. You know, marriage is likened to the church. Christ never divorces His bride. When He marries His bride, He does it for eternity. It's an eternal marriage. No, I don't believe in eternal marriages. I don't believe in celestial marriages in heaven like the Mormons. But I do believe that we're married to Christ forever. So anyway, let us be resolved to honor the oaths that we took in our wedding. You know, I think that Rosette and I are going to retake our oaths on our 50th wedding anniversary. Maybe we'll have Michael Smith do that up at Joplin, Sovereign Grace Church, on our 50th wedding anniversary. Anyway, you all have a blessed day. Bye for now.